From the Keith Vincent Carroll Studios in Paterson, New Jersey, Green Arrow Media proudly presents Is This Real? Tonight, Joseph Smith Jr. and the Book of Mormon. Was he a prophet? And now here's your host, JC3.
Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now?
The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get three bonus items. That includes a gift for him,
a special gift for her,
and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, six free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, three free gifts, six free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout
at adamandeve.com.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to another fantastic episode of Is This Real?
Is This Real?
Tonight's episode, as Big Joe said, we are talking about Joseph Smith Jr. and the Mormons. Was Joseph Smith Jr. a prophet? And those who don't like it, his real name is Joseph Smith Jr. I don't care if you refer to him as Joseph Smith. Anthony. In the booth tonight, we have Big Joe. Big Joe, say hello.
Hello.
We have the Pope himself.
I'm the Pope, John.
We have Roblox.
Hey, yo, yo, what's going
on,
everybody?
Mr. West is in the building.
I'm on this side.
Yes, he's on this side this week. We're very warm on this side, and I'm JC3. So, Joseph Smith Jr. and the Mormons. Now, a little pre-whatever the fuck you want to call it.
A disclaimer, a
yeah,
warning?
Yeah, a disclaimer, a warning. There might be some things in this episode that are said, according to this motherfucker right here.
I will take responsibility. I'm just, it's a little, not a spoiler, it's a trigger warning. There's a lot of the Book of Mormon and Joseph Smith that I don't think I'm going to be able to hold my tongue, and I might say something that's
very nasty.
Might be very nasty, and I'm going to do my best not to. But I do want everyone to understand that whatever I say is from my mouth, and I'm taking responsibility for it. I'm not speaking on behalf of Is This Real or anybody who's in this booth with me tonight or anyone who's not in this booth with me tonight. What I say is totally from me. So just go into this episode with that in mind.
I think that applies for everybody. I mean,
I just want to make sure it's completely, in case I piss off a Mormon and they want to get in their magical underwear and say something bad to me, you know.
Oh, here we go.
All right, target me, not anyone else.
So Joseph Smith,
yeah,
and the Book of Mormon. What do we have to start with it? What is Joseph Smith, and why do they refer? What is not who is Joseph Smith, and why do they refer to him as a prophet?
Well,
that nigga was a Mormon. He went to Utah.
No, he never saw Utah. He never made it to Utah. Brigham Young saw Utah. Brigham Young was the second in command, and that's where a majority of the people went after Joseph Smith was killed. They went with him. A lot of people. There was a lot of people who were willing to take over Joseph Smith as the leader of the Mormon faith and follow them, but Brigham Young got most of them, and he moved everyone to Utah, where they established a conglomerate known as the Church of Latter-day Saints. Billion-dollar industry now, but it's a church, so, you know.
Yes.
He's right.
So do you want to know about Joseph Smith himself, like who he was?
Let's talk about Joseph Smith. Now, you're the one who did the research.
I did.
He had a Social Security card, right?
Did they do Social Security cards back in 1805? Dad, you would know. Did they do
security? No, I'm thinking about the guy from Scientology.
Oh, no, that's L. Ron Hubbard. We'll get to him in a future episode.
Yeah, is that an old joke? Just want to know. Come from the fat fuck over here. Was
it
that the old joke?
It took him a minute to get to.
No, I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. Is he trying to be a douchebag? The guy who just got to scale to register?
It finally hit him.
Fuck you. Oh.
That did not. The delay didn't
that
help.
That delay did not help.
It's like, wait a minute. I think you made fun of me. Like, the episode's over.
Joseph Smith.
So, Joseph Smith published the Book of Mormon at the age of 24 years old.
Wow.
He had attracted a lot of people, like tens of thousands of followers by the time he died, which was in 1844. Joseph Smith's family throughout his life claimed that he experienced visions and that he spoke to God. His grandfather wrote 6 books of visions that he had, which had led him to be converting to Christianity at the age of 76. Before Joseph was born, his mother Lucy prayed in a grove because her husband, Joseph Sr., refused to go to church. And she said she had a dream vision, which she interpreted as prophecy that her son would lead a large group of people. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly if that was truth or not, but that's what she said that she had. His father didn't attend church, but he claimed he also had visions between 1811 and 1819, and he became very interested in the subject of religion.
Well, hold on a second. You're saying his father didn't want to go to church?
That's right.
Well, according to the reports I got here,
later on in life, he accepted Christ.
He was the
Christ.
First presiding patriarch in 1833. Of the Church of Christ.
Right, later on in life. Between 1811 and 1819, he had visions which converted him to the idea of accepting God in his life.
Okay.
Prior to that, he didn't give a fuck. Now, it is good to know, it's important to know, that the Smith family practiced various forms of folk magic, such as divining rods and seer stones to search for buried treasure.
Sire.
4 witnesses reported that the Smiths used divining rods, and sometime between Joseph Smith's 11th and 13 years birthdays, he began following in his father's footsteps using a divining rod. So, divining rods, Dad, you know what they are, right? It's like they help you find
shit. Another old joke.
No. And I'm being serious. I'm thinking it's just the 2 sticks you hold out in front of it and like points you where
divining
shit is.
Divining rods work, actually. They work when you're trying to locate water.
Yeah.
And they do work. It's not like they don't. As far as buried treasure, who the fuck knows? I don't know. But I know
they work. I've seen them work.
Yeah. They work.
How?
I don't know.
How does a stick know where water is?
I can't tell you exactly. Like, I never actually fucking searched it up.
Look it up.
But
it's
not
about that.
I know. I've seen them work on film and everything. Not film, but like TV and shit like that. They fucking work. All right.
So his family practiced folk magic. And now he had a first vision. He had many visions in his life, but Joseph Smith was confused and unsure about which religion to follow because there were so many. And he tells the story that he was praying in a garden, and he's told this story over and over again throughout his life. And every time he tells the story,
So it's valid.
Every time he tells a story, things change in the story. Little details change here and there.
Not valid.
But the first vision is accounted, it changed, like his age changes. Sometimes he said he was 14, sometimes he said he was 16. There's that thing. The appearance of angels come and go. The idea of a pillar of fire. Like the first time he said he saw the vision, he saw a pillar of fire. Later on, it was God and Jesus and angels. So like the story changes here and there. And there you go. So basically the story is he was praying because he doesn't know which religion to follow. And the vision told him, you are going to, like, no religion is doing it right, and you're going to lead. You're going to be the person to tell them how to worship me in the correct way.
You're going to be the new guy.
You're going to, not new God, but you're going to be the one to tell
everybody. The new guy.
The new guy, right. And through all of that, it spawned a very large belief system, and a lot of it you can roll your eyes at. Like, one of the things is, if you are holy enough, if you are religious enough, and you really truly believe that when you die, if you were really pious, you get to be reincarnated as a god of your own universe. You're not God the Father, but you get to be in control and play God with your own universe if you were really, really devout through your life on Earth. That's one of their beliefs.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is his vision is tied very close to the angel known as Moroni. Now, according to Joseph Smith, Mormons and Mormons in general, Mormons believe that Moroni was a prophet, historian, and a military commander who lived in the United States, who lived in Americas. It wasn't the United States, who lived in the Americas in the years 400 and to 500. So only a couple hundred years after the death of Christ, Moroni is here in the United States, and he is a historian, is a military leader.
Sounds like Moroni from like Batman.
He was apparently he was a military leader who commanded an army of 230,000 Nephites. Nephites is one of the 12 tribes of the ancient Jews. They had Nephites, Lamanites, a couple of other ones. They both came to America in ancient boats. You have to understand that.
Oh, ancient boats.
After the Tower of Babel and God split all the languages apart, the Nephites came over here to America. They were ancient Jews.
Okay.
They set up shop here. Now, Moroni...
Is that true?
No, it's not. Moroni was one of the military leaders, and he fought the Lamanites, which was another tribe of Jews who came over here. So we had Jew-on-Jew action in the early Americas. And he had an army of 230,000 people. Now, he wrote the Book of Mormon with Jesus. Like, he spoke to Jesus because Jesus came to America.
Oh, Jesus was in America now.
No, okay. Jesus came here and he told them what to write. And he wrote down this idea. Now, Mormon was actually Moroni's father who also had visions. So they collaborated. And he wrote all of this, all of Jesus' teachings down in an ancient Egyptian language on gold plates, which he then buried in Wayne County, New York.
Oh, okay.
According to BYU Religious Studies Center, a witness heard Joseph Smith tell the story of the death of Moroni.
I have a question.
Hold on.
No, I just have a real quick
question. Go ahead.
Wayne County, New York.
Yes.
Do they have a plaque where they buried it?
There is something there that they're like, it's on this hill somewhere, but like there's a plaque thing.
So we can visit it.
You can definitely go there, and somewhere on that hill is where Joseph Smith extracted the Book of Mormon,
as
written by Jesus and Moroni on golden plates.
So we definitely have a new exploring New Jersey trip to this.
Where's the golden plates?
Hold on a second. Now, when asked of how Moroni...
Do you want to come to this hill, Joshua?
Bob?
Do you want to come to this hill where we found the golden plates?
Sure.
Of the Book of Mormon?
What if I actually find them?
Hold on. We'll get there in a second. Now, apparently, Moroni, before he was an angel, he was this military leader. And this is how... Because someone asked him, Joseph Smith, how did Moroni die? And he went, hold on a second. And he got a vision from God.
Oh, he rubbed his testicles and got a vision from
God. And he said, in his vision, six Native American Indians chased Moroni until Moroni stopped running. He then drew swords and clashed with them one at a time. Moroni killed three but was struck down by the fourth. He was resurrected as an angel who would eventually tell Joseph Smith where the golden plates were buried in 1820. So he died somewhere, say 450 A.D. He waits 1800 years?
I mean, 1400 years, but
1400 years, and then he's like, "This is the prophet I've been waiting for, and I got to tell him where I buried those plates 1400 years ago."
My guy, I've been waiting for you, my guy.
Oh, and by the way, Native Americans, according to Mormons, are just the Jews who came to America, who renounced God, and God cursed them by turning their skin red. Yeah. And also, they also believe that the Garden of Eden was in Jackson County, Missouri.
That goes against a lot of ancient Hebrew scripture.
So that is...
I'm just saying.
That is... That's the angel Moroni. Now, Moroni visits Joseph Smith, tells him about the golden plates. Joe goes out every year, and he reads from the golden plates, but he never brings them back. He can't.
So he goes out. He says, just like Jesus went 40 days in the desert, this guy goes out to wherever the fuck, reads the plates, come back, and goes, this is what I read.
Right. Now... On the fourth visit out to the plate, in the fourth year, he said, I was able to bring them back. And everyone went, oh my God. And he went, but the angel Moroni told me nobody is allowed to see them. No one's allowed to see the box that they were buried in. I alone am the person who can tell you what the plates say.
Sounds like somebody that worked for Ringling Brothers.
Now, the plates themselves... How am I looking on time? This is kind of...
We should be going to break right now, so...
Do you want... All right. Yeah. When we come back, I'll talk about what the plates are.
All right. So we'll be right back, and we're going to get more into this story. We'll be right back.
Love this story.
Hey, everybody. We're just letting you know that we have new merch in our store. Go to Green Hour Media Store... .myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio for our first ever logo drop. The Cryptid Collection is here. Get your favorite cryptids such as Bigfoot, Mothman, Nessie, the Yeti, or the Jersey Devil on t-shirts, hats, or mugs. You can also get all of our podcast logos on various items as well. Remember, that's greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio. New episodes of Is This Real drop Sundays at 8. Question everything.
Hey everybody, I'm JC3.
And I'm Mr. West.
And this episode is brought to you by Dubby. Made by professionals in the USA, Dubby was formulated to give you focus and energy with no jitters or crash.
No jitters.
Their formula contains vitamins, amino acids, including the patented
Neurofactor.
You know what Dubby doesn't give you?
What's that?
No calories.
No
sugars.
No fillers. No fillers.
And no artificial flavors. When the raw ingredients arrive to their FDA-registered and inspected facility that strictly adheres to GMP guidelines, they undergo a quarantine while a small sample of each ingredient is taken to test for any impurities, while also being tested to ensure that the ingredients are actually what they are supposed to be and have the proper dosage.
And once the ingredients pass all the tests, then they're cleared to get mixed into the formula. So head on over to dubby.gg and use our offer code IsThisRealPC for 10% off your first order. That's dubby.gg and use the code IsThisRealPC for 10% off. They have great flavors such as Galaxy Grenade, Dub Sludge, Passing Joy Tea, Monkey Madness, and Dragonade. My personal favorites.
Dragonade's right here. I got Dragonade right here. Delicious.
Drink Dubby.
And be better.
These products are not intended to diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
And welcome back to our Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon episode. Now, we just went through the story of Joseph Smith and how he found the gold plates, and the Native Americans are actually ancient Jews
who were cursed.
Cursed by God and have their skin turned red. We're not saying that they're red people. That's not what we're saying.
But Joseph Smith did.
This is what Joseph Smith said. This is not coming from Is This Real? This is what the Mormons believe. Well, believed. I don't know if they still believe that.
The religion, I can say, has evolved. But we could talk about that in the third segment.
So
we're going to talk about the golden plates themselves.
Yes, let's talk about what are the rules of the Mormons.
They are gold, roughly 30 to 60 pounds, and they're made of thin metallic pages engraved with hieroglyphics on both sides and bound with three D-shaped rings, like a binder. Smith said he found the plates on September 22nd, 1823, on a hill near his home in Manchester, New York, after the angel Moroni told him where they were. He said the angel prevented him from taking the plates, but instructed him to return to the same location every year, and that's what he did. And then in September of 1827, he recovered the plates. That was his fourth trip. He returned home with a heavy object wrapped in his coat. And he said, this is the box. This is the box, and the plates are in the box. But he made sure to come back into town, and it was all wrapped like a present. The angel instructed that he was not allowed to let anybody else see the box or the plates. That's a big no-no.
Okay.
And Joseph Smith said, okay, I won't let anybody see them. And he translated the original language, which Joseph Smith said is Reformed Egyptian.
Reformed Egyptian.
Reformed Egyptian.
What does that mean? What the fuck is Reformed Egyptian?
That's what was written on the book of on the plates. Now, here's what happened. Joseph Smith took a friend into his study, and he said, listen, the only way I can read this Reformed Egyptian is through a stone, like a crystal ball.
Rosetta Stone?
No. Similar, though. So he goes, you're going to write down everything I say. The stone itself is in my hat.
Oh.
And the guy went, where are the plates? And he's like, don't worry about the plates. Everything I need to know is to be told to me through the stone. Oh, he went, okay. And he would look into his hat. And he would say whatever he wanted to say, and the guy would write all this shit down. And that's how the Book of Mormon came to be.
Oh, okay. So
after the translation was complete, he returned the plates to the angel.
Hold on. You okay there, buddy?
What?
No, you're not. Come on. Speak what's on your mind.
I'm contemplating.
No, we can't hear you. You're not in the mic.
I'm contemplating. I'm listening to this because I want to learn about it before I blow it the fuck off. Well, let's go.
So
okay.
So he
plates and this and everything. Give me a fucking
He returned break. The plates to the angel.
Hold on. No. Let's first of all, we have the what are our Ten Commandments?
This is important Mormon history.
Well, hold
right
on
now.
What are our Ten Commandments? They're plates. They're stone tablets.
And we haven't seen them in a very long time.
All right. It's basically the kind of the same thing.
You know there was 15, but Moses dropped
the
on
third
the hill.
One. Yeah, I know. So what's the difference?
I give you these 15. Bang. Ten commandments.
So what's the difference? Why do you sit there and sit then? Oh, I mean, granted, yes, there's a big bullshit. Like, there's a lot of
like,
bullshit.
God gave Moses the tablets of the Ten Commandments. God gave Joseph Smith the golden book.
He came down off the fucking mountain, and he saw that they were worshiping the idols, and he threw the fucking tablets on the ground. He was going to show them to everybody. This cocksucker's got him in a box in a closet.
Allegedly. But he's not going to show anybody.
He was told not to by Moroni.
Yeah.
That's a big
Moses
important
didn't
thing.
See
well, you
anybody.
You asked me what the difference between Moses
but,
and...
But what I'm saying is, it's kind of like the same type of story.
He's not wrong. God handed
but yet
down
you
some
sit there,
hieroglyphs.
You sit there and want to, like, okay, I could see that. That sounds believable, even though, you know, none of us were there. This is just written down from ages to ages.
And Moses
Let me ask you
came
a question. Do you believe
well
in Jesus?
Before Joseph Smith.
Do you believe in Jesus?
You were not there. You were not there, West. Do I believe in Jesus?
I was going to say, who are you asking?
I believe there was a man named Jesus, and I do believe.
Do you believe Jesus was the Son of God?
The Son of God? Yes, I do.
Okay, so were you there?
Well, no.
Did you ever meet Jesus, or are you believing what you've been told?
No, you threatened that you're going to send me to meet Jesus many times in my life.
But my thing is, like, I could sit there and, like, if I sit there and say, oh, you know, the story of Jesus Christ is not bullshit, but the story of Joseph Smith is bullshit, we weren't there to sit there and see either one. These are just
exactly.
stories.
All
I'm
comes
only
down
giving it back to you.
It all comes down to faith.
I'm not
how,
sitting here.
Where you put
I'm
your
not
faith.
Sitting. Now, granted, does it sound far fetched? Yes, it does.
Far-fetched, Rod Serling couldn't make it up.
Hold on, but it also what also sounds far-fetched is a man being crucified on two pieces of wood and then rises and moves a stone out of the way of his grave. Mm-hmm. That sounds far-fetched also.
Of which
do you
there's
believe
four
that?
Different accounts.
Exactly. But do I believe it?
Yes. The fuck was that?
I don't know.
Joey's on the fence.
I'm on the fence.
So hold on a second. So let's hold on.
Yeah, the fence is gonna break. I get it. Shut the fuck up.
You're kidding. Fence made of concrete.
So Smith eventually returned the plates.
Fence is a fence, no matter what.
Please get this shit out.
He returned the plates to the angel, but he didn't elaborate on how he did that. He just said he reburied them, and the Moroni took them from there. According to accounts by several other early Mormon members, a group of leaders say. That, yeah, that actually happened. And they were with Smith when he returned the plates and the box to the ground. He
said, so now we have people who have seen it.
Yeah, well, no. See, they said that he returns the plates to a cave in a hill, and he placed the plates on a table near many wagon loads of ancient records. The sword of Laban was hanging on the wall. According to Brigham Young's understanding, which he said he gained from an eyewitness to the cave, the sword was unsheathed and placed over the plates and inscribed with the words, "This sword will never be sheathed again until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of our God in Christ." Smith taught that the part of the golden plates were sealed, and the sealed portion contained a revelation from God that the beginning of the world... containing a revelation from the God, from God, from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. So there was a part of the golden plates that he didn't transcribe because he couldn't have access to them.
Oh, but so he couldn't even have access to them.
Right. So he returned to this cave with
just
this...
like Moses had 15. No, I'm joking.
So, like I said, he's translated through using of these seer stones. He published the first edition of this translation in 1830 as the Book of Mormon, and they ran about 5,000 copies, and it cost him about $3,000. He had a friend mortgage his farm to finance the cost. Other than Joseph Smith, 11 other men also claimed to have seen the plates, but three of them saw them through a vision from God. So they didn't actually see the plates. The other eight claimed that Joseph Smith showed them the plates and that they held them. However, Joseph was told by Moroni not to show them to anyone. So Joseph showed them a box and told them to see the plates through their spiritual eyes. And that led to them saying that they also saw the plates. In addition, the mother of one of these men also said that she saw the plates in a vision, but Joseph Smith didn't acknowledge what she had to say. All of the people who claimed to have seen the plates were either friends, financial backers, or family members of Joseph Smith, either through blood or marriage. That's the first group of the Book of Mormon. You got to go with who you know first. You know, your friends, your family, they become your immediate church.
That's right. Welcome to the Church of
Israel. So here are the things that were written in the
Don't
book.
Put me in power.
Here are some of the things that are written in the book. That Jews fled Jerusalem, came to the Americas, got cursed with dark skin for being unrighteous, and descended into modern Native Americans.
Okay.
When you die and you're righteous enough, you get to become a god. The Garden of Eden was in Missouri, where Joseph Smith and a bunch of men happened to be camped near. Noah's Ark was built in America and was carried to the Middle East by the flood that destroyed the world. He also translated anything that wasn't in English because God gave him that power. There's a wonderful story about this. There was an expert. He was given a Greek book of Psalms, and he said, translate this. Now, Joseph Smith looked at this ancient and he said that this book that was written in Greek was actually ancient Egyptian. Now, the man who gave Joseph Smith the book was Professor Henry Caswell, who could speak Greek. Caswell said that... sometimes Mr. Smith speaks as a mere man. I'm sorry. He said, I asked you to translate this, and you said it was Egyptian, and it's not. It's Greek. You're full of shit. But a supporter of Joseph Smith defended him, saying that sometimes Mr. Smith speaks as a man. If he gave the wrong opinion, he spoke only as a man. He wasn't speaking divinely.
This motherfucker was a liar.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
I love Wes. There's no gray area.
He got caught cheating on his wife with a woman of another man in a barn. And when he got
he was a homo too?
No.
He got
caught cheating.
Caught with the wife.
That's not what I heard. I thought he
with another man.
Wife. He got caught with another man's wife.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
And when he got caught, he said that marrying other men's wives seals them to him, and that overrides the marriage. He goes, now I am their husband because God wants more Mormons, and the only way to make more Mormons is to make more Mormons.
So that's why we have this stupid fucking TV show of sister wives?
Polygamy, yes. Polygamy is apparently not as practiced anymore in 2024. Now, here's what they would do.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Joseph Smith would gain followers, and he would move.
Like, shit, bro. It's a fucking joke.
Here's how it would happen. Joseph would go and preach in a town. People would believe him, and then he would go to the next town, and people would follow him, which is why he amassed a big audience. But because he was teaching this new religion, Mormons under Joseph Smith would move into a new area and claim that the land that they're moving into was actually their land. They would move into a
so they have like the colonizers now.
They would move into a new land and go, actually, this is our land, and they would kill those who did not give it up.
This land is our land. This land is your land. From California.
Now,
I'm sitting here trying to siphon alcohol out of the same time. Just for a little help.
One of Joseph Smith's second in command, his name was Sidney Rigdon, and Sidney delivered. Sidney delivered what is known as the Salt Sermon, and he said dissenters who don't believe in Mormons should be put to death.
I love the extreme.
The Mormons believed that they were like the Israelites conquering Canaan at the behest of God.
The Israelites.
So they believed that no matter where they go, that is now whatever land they go into, that's now their land.
They sound like conquistadors.
Governor Boggs of Missouri was so pressured by frightened citizens that he ordered and signed an extermination order, making it legal to kill Mormons, which led to one of three Mormon wars.
Mormon wars?
Between 1833 and 1866, many people were killed in incidents of which Mormons were involved, including Joseph Smith. As of today, they have.
They really had guns and was shooting back.
So where does Brigham Young come in?
So Brigham Young was one of the seconds in command after Joseph Smith was killed.
BYU.
Because Joseph Smith was killed because he was in prison and someone smuggled a gun into the prison and he was trying to break out with his brother. And the reason why he was in prison is because he burned down a newspaper press. And the reason he did that is because the newspaper ran an article saying that Joseph Smith is full of shit and he's a liar. And he went, "Oh, I can't tolerate that." So he burned the printing press to the ground.
Like a good dictator.
And then he got in jail. Someone smuggled him a piece. He tried to shoot his way out, and he got blasted and capped in the interim, which ultimately made him a martyr. Now, one of his second in commands was Brigham Young. Brigham Young moved the troops to Utah for religious.
Is his name really Brigham?
Brigham Young. Brigham Young.
Yeah,
Brigham.
It sounds like a pseudonym for Jeffrey Epstein.
Brigham.
I really thought you were saying bring them young. He's
like a no, Jeffrey Epstein.
No. That's Anthony's pronouns.
That's.
No, his would be bring them electrical.
Hey, yo.
So Brigham Young took the followers and they moved out to Utah to practice their religion. And to be honest with you, Brigham Young's doing that is part of the American dream. The right to have, you know, the right to practice your religion freely.
True.
So they moved out to Utah where they established a billion-dollar business that we see today. They have income from tithing, bookstores, shopping centers, commercial farming enterprises, community companies, that sort of thing. And they make a lot of money. And today, yeah, they still believe in the plates and they believe in the founding of Mormonism, but they generally teach about, like, listen, be honest and truthful to your family, spend time with them, lead a good life, don't abuse your body with substances.
And they have a great musical.
And they have a great musical, The Book of Mormon.
Is that Book of Mormon musical based on this guy's life?
No. The Book of Mormon musical is about two missionaries who go to Uganda. And while they're in Uganda, they're trying to convert the local Ugandans to Mormonism.
Why don't they leave the Ugandans alone?
Well, that's the thing with the Mormons. Their mission, when they're young, 18, 19 years old, they're expected to go out into the world to preach about Mormonism and to baptize people into the Mormon faith.
These poor people are just trying to concentrate on eating.
You could say the same thing about religion. Catholic missionaries and stuff.
Here
like
we
that.
Go. You're right. I agree with you. They're not Catholic. They're Christian. Let's get it right.
It's
not the
Catholic
same thing.
Missionaries?
There are. Yeah, but not
so
like
I'm
they don't
not
send
wrong.
Them out all over the world. And I really don't understand why people are infiltrating these places trying to teach their religion when all these people want to do is find lunch.
First of all.
No!
First of all, Africa is the biggest testing ground of them all. All
right. You're right.
For
I understand
For religion,
that.
For science, for anything.
First, I'm going to hit y'all with the same shit that this one professor said, man. Christianity was in Africa before they started spreading that shit and tried to go out with that shit. So fuck out of here.
That's actually true. One of the earliest churches they found is in a place in Africa where, like, Christianity shouldn't have been here. But when this place was built, Christianity, as we know, was still like up in Europe. Exactly. Like, so why is this here?
Exactly. So there is
something to be said about that. You're right.
That's the whole thing about that. Like, we're going to go to Africa and do the whole missionary thing. Like, again, Christianity was in Africa before
But as far as that's just in the musical. But the Mormons go all around the world. Like,
but it also died off.
Hold on a second. Like Luke Nichols of the Outdoor Boys, his mission was to Japan.
Right.
So that's why he went to Japan as a 19-year-old man or 18-year-old man, and he lived there for a couple of months to try to convert Japanese people to Mormonism.
I found out today that his parents were actually in India for a year or two.
All right.
Yeah, they go all around the world.
We're gonna take a short break, but when we do come back, I do have 8 questions, and it says it's a game, like Ask a Mormon. And let's see if a Mormon on TikTok can sit there and answer these questions for us if you watch this episode, and that would be awesome to see. So we'll be right back, and we'll continue this episode. We'll continue and come to finish this episode about Joseph Smith and the Mormons. So we'll be right back. Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now? The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get 3 bonus items. That includes a gift for him, a special gift for her, and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, 6 free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping, as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, it will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, 3 free gifts, 6 free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION, at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember, everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout at adamandeve.com.
Hello, this is JC3 speaking. If you want to know more about Is This Real podcast and our parent company, Green Arrow Media, then visit greenarrowmedia.org. You can find and follow all of our social media pages through our website. If you love our content, then you can support us by subscribing to our YouTube channel and our Patreon page. Remember, that is greenarrowmedia.org.
And we are back with Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon.
Sure are.
As I said, I do have 8 questions to ask a Mormon.
Okay, now I've done my research. I am no longer reading from a script. I am.
You want to answer these?
I am
off
the fucking cuff right now.
But you're
Let's
not a Mormon.
Go.
Let's see if anybody. All right. So this is number one. This
I'm
is about
ready to spread hatred.
This is about Mormon prophets. I'll just read these 8. Ready?
Sure.
Why does the Mormon Church still teach that Joseph Smith was a true prophet of God after he made a false prophecy about a temple being built in Missouri in his generation?
Well, I think it's because the lie's there and we can't go back on it.
If there's any Mormons out there that can answer these questions for us, please let us know. Number 2, since the time of Brigham Young taught that both the moon and the sun were inhabited by people, has the Mormon Church ever found scientific evidence of that to be true?
Well, they don't have any evidence that the place exists, so why the fuck would that dude need any evidence for people living in the sun?
Number 3.
We can only visit the sun at night, though.
Yes, that's when it's off.
Number 3, why did Brigham Young teach that Adam is our father and our God, when both the Bible and the Book of Mormon say that Adam is a creation of God?
Oh, because if Adam was religious enough, you become your own God and you have your own universe. That's why. That's the reason why. If you were pious enough while you were alive, you get to be God when you die.
If you were pious enough, you would understand that by ancient Hebrew scripture, you know that Adam means red man and that he was just another, he was just formed as a red man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're not pious enough.
Now give me back my rib.
If Brigham Young was a true prophet, how come one of your later prophets overturned his declaration, which stated that the black man could not hold the priesthood in the LDS church until after the resurrection of all other races.
Yeah, that was a big thing. They didn't let any blacks into the LDS until like the 70s. God changed his mind about black people then. And then they let them
see,
in.
See, that's the problem
with
religion.
I'm going to make a side note. This motherfucker has stained the air with that amount of gas that he just let out. I have to let that be known. Because I just came back like right here, and that's just still like in the air right now.
It's okay.
Like, the little green lines are just like wibbling around.
It happens. You know what I'm saying?
That shit is wild. All
right, Dad, you have something to say?
It's kind of like, with religion. You know, no matter what the prophet who created the religion says, seems to go out the window when the heads of said religion want to do something. Now, them letting the black people in, I mean, that just sounds like, you know what, they were wrong for doing that. And then somebody got together and go, you know what, this is pretty fucked up. They're people too. You shouldn't be fucking judging them on their skin. However, now with the Catholic Church, what they did was, you had to keep holy the Lord's Day. That would be Sunday. And all of a sudden, some religious hustlers got together and said, you know what? You can come to church on a Saturday night, too. And that counts for Sunday. When the guy who put the religion together clearly states, no, that's not the way it was supposed to work.
Special dispensation.
Exactly. So I'm saying, so they make changes all the fucking time. You can eat meat on a Friday. You can't eat meat on a – you can, you can't, you dis. Like, what the fuck? It's so confusing.
Yeah, so June 1978, the first presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints proclaimed that all worthy male members of the church may be ordained to the priesthood without regard of race or color. Men of African descent can now hold priesthood, the power and authority exercised by all male members of the church in good standing.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're gonna
prior
go to Africa,
that, they banned any black person from holding priesthood in the church.
Jesus, they're religious.
Yeah, well, you know, that's all.
Number five. Since the Bible's test to determine whether someone is a true prophet of God is 100% accuracy in all his prophecies, has the LDS Church ever reconsidered its teachings that Joseph Smith and Brigham Young were true prophets?
They don't have to.
Oh, I didn't know Brigham Young was a prophet now, too. I thought he just took the second in command.
He was second in command.
Well, anybody who becomes in command then, you know, once Joseph
Smith
died, they become a prophet automatically? They become a prophet.
You got to change your license and everything like that?
It seems that way. But, I mean, he started saying that he had visions from God.
Here's another one, number six. Since the current LDS prophets sometimes contradict the former ones, how do you know which one is correct?
You go by the teachings, and then you sit there and go, well, he's speaking as a man and not divine.
A prophet. Why is he answering? You're not a Mormon.
I'm just thinking of ways that they're justifying it.
Common sense comes into play at some point.
Number seven. Since there are several different contradictory accounts of Joseph Smith for his vision,
yes.
How did the LDS Church choose the correct one?
They actually had, a couple years ago, they decided to put out what they called original writings that they found of Joseph Smith.
Like a Council of Nicaea type.
No.
It's
what
like
I'm saying is, no, he wrote down in his journal one version of the story in his own hand. And then subsequently, every time he went to tell that story to new people as he was, you know, touring and profiting, certain elements changed for whatever reason. So they kind of sit there and go, well, maybe he didn't understand all of it at the time of what he was saying or doing, because he was, that's not the point. Like the fine details don't matter, because the overall point is this is what God commanded. Like go out and spread the word. Doesn't matter how his first vision actually went down. What matters is the first vision went down at all. That's how I think they kind of justify it.
Well, let's just put it like this. The last one, there's 50 questions here. I'm not going to go through them all because we don't have enough time. And again, we can't get really all the answers because none of us in this booth are Mormon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But last one I have is...
Don't look at me. I'm not.
Can you show me archaeological and historical proof that from non-Mormon sources that prove that the peoples and places named in the Book of Mormon are true?
No, they can't do that.
So those are some questions
they can't do that.
That people do ask about the Mormons.
Those gold tablets today.
He put them in a cave. Oh. And then the angel Moroni took them afterwards.
Okay, bullshit. Yes. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes. Well, when he went to put them in the cave, he said the cave was filled with other ancient treasures, like wagon loads of ancient treasures. Oh, like
where's the Ten Commandments?
Moses smashed them. Remember in the story, like he broke them and they became rocks again. They're just rocks.
Well, in the movie, he threw them at the calf. I don't think because don't forget those things had to weigh a ton. He wasn't throwing them. I think he just dropped them and said, "You know what?"
That was after he. Put
you
a gun.
Fuckers are on your own at that
point. Was after he put a gun to the head of the Pharaoh and said, two in the head. No, let my people go where the Pharaoh gets two in the head.
No.
You know, that was my favorite part.
Yeah, favorite part. But yeah, so like these are just some questions that people want to ask Mormons. And
but here's the thing. Because the Church of Latter-day Saints in 2024 makes so much money from these businesses.
No one really cares about the history of it.
They don't have to. There's still a church. And they kind of now preach just, you know, honor your parents, honor your siblings, honor the people around you, be a good parent, spend time with your family.
And there's a lot of people who are just really sick and tired of how happy they are.
Well, they're happy because they've taken away a lot of the bullshit that a lot of other places, you know, enforce. Basically, they've whittled it down to just be a good person, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, and spend time with your family, and don't pollute your body.
And
that's the
really
method.
Bad quarterback to the Jets. But anyway,
that's from what I'm
understanding. He's not Mormon, is he?
He went to BYU, but I don't know if he's Mormon or not. If you're preaching just that, I can dig that theory as a religion. Like
I don't know. For me, this is
like
just
God created us all and just live a good life. I'm okay with that. There's
most
no wrong with that.
Annoying things. It's like for me, number one is always going to be the Amish. And number not like I'm gonna offend anybody, but number two is gonna be the Mormons. Like for me, that's what? Am I fucking wrong?
The Amish will never hear this. It doesn't to them. We're like ghosts. We don't exist.
Like you sound just like my best friend Brittany, bro. Yo, she hates them Amish.
Okay, Jebediah, shut the fuck up.
She'll be like Ezekiel. Okay, shut
and any
the fuck
of, any
up,
any wait. Of you white people out there who want to get your panties in a bunch because I'm saying something about the Amish, they're not asking for your fucking social justice, all right?
They really don't give a shit.
Yeah, they're just on their horse and buggy, and they're like, fuck ye, and they just keep moving on their day.
I got to, you know what? You're right. You said it about the horse and buggy, but I got to tell you something. The first time I ever encountered an Amish person. Oh, now, they don't use
they're like
electric.
Shinies in Pokemon.
Right. They don't use electric and stuff.
No, they don't.
Their buggies have lights on them.
They have to because they're in a modern age and they have to. That's one of those things that they do begrudgingly, I think. It's like,
and
fine.
They have
we'll
the same ugly girl in every fucking carriage.
It's, it's because like they understand the reason behind it is a safety thing. It's like, we're not telling you to use lights on your carriage because we want you to be modernized. We're doing it because it's a safety issue. Okay. And they go, fine, that's
honest,
fair.
I didn't mean to say that and to have a shit-talking session about the Amish. I was just saying, like
vows can suckle upon my prick.
Go churn your butter, bitch.
I'm just saying, like,
fool. I mean, if you're ever in Amish country,
I love the Amish people. They funny as hell.
If you're ever in Amish country, you
they
see
dedicated. You ever seen them lift a barn, bro?
Yeah, they all together. No, I mean, it's just 2x4s, but you have 80 of them doing it.
My nigga, that's a lot of fucking.
I don't speak French.
I will slap the shit.
Okay. If you're ever in Amish country and you see a guy with his arm up a horse's ass, that's a mechanic. Just so you're aware.
God damn it. Anywho, does anybody? Okay, so here's the question that we have, Dad. And I know this is gonna be very fucking quick. Do you believe Joseph Smith was a prophet?
Absolutely not. I think he was another one of these guys that believed his own bullshit, and then when things started rolling, he could make a couple of bucks. And, you know, that's what I think. I mean, when anybody tells you they're hiding something, or when anybody tells you, I'm the only one who can look at it, you know what you tell them? Fuck you. And you move on. Okay? It's ridiculous.
You tell them, let me bang your wife.
That's another one. You want to fuck everybody's wife. Let me fuck your wife. Let me see if that works.
You want to sit in your
wife. He was the high prophet, so you can fuck my wife.
You know what? Right, I'm going to start a religion, too. Right, so okay? Right, so I want to bang any chick I want to bang, okay?
No, that's rape. That's rape.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm the high prophet. I can do what the fuck I want.
Still rape.
Still rape.
In the eyes of the law.
Well, see, like, okay, like, this is going to really piss
Dad off.
But
I'm a holy man.
Watch, you want, this is going to piss him off. Like, only he can see it, you know. It's not like we have anything in the Catholic Church where only the Catholic priest or Catholic Church can see it and nobody else can see it.
Name
you
know? One. Name one.
The third secret of Fatima.
Okay, the third secret of Fatima was held back because...
No, don't justify it. Still held back.
Okay, I'll give you that much. I'll give you that much. Okay, and... It wasn't like they were trying to hide, like something was...
They're acknowledging it exists, but they're not explaining what it is.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. They're not saying we're the only one that can see it. A lot of...
No, that's exactly what they're
that's
doing.
Exactly
a lot
what
of,
they're saying.
A lot of
exactly.
priests and stuff aren't allowed to see it either, so...
Why? Mm-hmm. What's the secret?
I don't know. Maybe it's exactly what it is, something so heinous that maybe... They don't want to start panicking.
It's the KFC's 9/11 herbs and spices.
Now we got it. Let's say Lucy.
And God button. Said this is finger licking good.
All I know is that's.
I saw
that's
this
gonna
guy,
be a T-shirt.
It's the Coke recipe.
The third secret of Fatima is 11 herbs and spices.
I'll say this: this is something that's horrible. I mind you, I made that joke on this program like 2 years ago, and Dad rolled his eyes, said he hated that joke. There's a guy online. And I love how he did this video. He was born without hands. He has two. He comes to an elbow and two fingers.
Here we go.
And the guy, someone put a comment on there that KFC to him is elbow licking good. And the guy went, you know what? Let's put that to the test. And he bought the chicken. And he's eating with his elbows. And he's like, that is elbow licking good. Like, I love that he took such a negative, hateful comment and spun it into like a positive
Can
joke for
everyone.
Can we
have a fan cast and cast him as Captain Hook? Do you believe he's a prophet?
Oh, no. I don't think Joseph Smith is a prophet. I think at this point, when you're born into the Mormon religion and you grow up in that society, you just kind of go, uh-huh, yep, golden plate, sure. But, everything else around that stupid core of an idea makes a lot of sense. And mind you, I haven't done that much dive into what they believe today. But from what I have done, a lot of it is just like I said, it's like treat your body good, treat your family good, spend time with them in love and be a nice person. And I think a lot of Mormons follow that game plan. And that's why they're happy a lot of the times. And they just... I don't see anything wrong with that leading that kind of lifestyle. So I think Joseph's full of shit, but everything they've built since then, not bad.
Lord Roadblock, what do ye say?
No.
No, not a problem.
No. Just, that's a no.
Just no.
Okay.
I mean, to counter Tony, I'm like, fuck that. Happiness? Nah, get the fuck out of here. Let the hate flow through you.
All right, Palpatine, sit down. Wes? No, okay. For me, no. Number three on my list is Jehovah's Witness. Fuck them people. All right?
Oh my God.
Anywho, no, I don't think he's. I don't think he's a prophet.
What do you get when you get a Jehovah's Witness with I forgot the joke.
Yeah. There you go. I don't think he's a prophet.
Hell's Angel. What do you get when you cross a Hell's Angels with a Jehovah's Witness?
What?
They knock on your door at 6 a.m. and tell you to go fuck yourself.
I don't think he's a prophet. Like I said, like
my fair response is like they show up like and they're like, "Have you found Jesus?" I'm like, "He's in my trunk."
I don't. These.
Have you found Jesus? I'm like, him and the rest of the long guys will be here in about 40 minutes if you want to wait.
These.
They don't like that one at all.
These religions that
wait,
just
you, I swear.
Pop up and have such a weak backstory to them. Now, granted, you can say that about any religion.
That's the thing. It was also the 1820s, 1830s. You know what I mean? Like, you had a bunch of people back then who, like, there was no infrastructure. And not real. You're talking about the Midwest, Missouri, and Ohio and all that shit.
It's fucking Ohio. It's all woods people anyway.
It's all woods there. It's not like you can go on Wikipedia.
Fuck Ohio.
It's like you had these towns with just, like, maybe a couple hundred people living in them. And you have this new guy coming through. He's like, I spoke to God. And back then, people were just stupid. And when you did?
Oh, first of all, people are stupid today.
They are. They absolutely are.
Okay.
But like, they were dumber back, more easily mended. Like, their mind can be twisted.
You know what? I think Joey's right. I think there's more people today that are fucking stupid and stupider. Don't forget, back in the day, you had to believe on people's word of mouth.
That's exactly what happened
here. Okay. Here, you got every technology in the world proving one thing one way, and they're still going, no, I'm sorry, I don't believe it. Nope. Had nothing to do with it. Nope. Like the flat earthers or whatever the fuck you want to say. Every ounce of proof is right there. But they decide because they know better, they don't want to. That just screams
arrogance,
stupid,
plus stupidity.
Arrogant, fucking moronic.
Dangerous combination.
Not saying these Mormons are stupid or arrogant.
No,
people.
I'm trying to make a comparison.
That's not what we're saying.
No, you have people today who are Mormons who are like Luke. He's just like from the Outdoor Boys. You know, he just does what he likes to do.
I don't like him.
He spends time with his family. That was one thing. Is like he brought his family to Florida. He's like, they didn't go to Disney. Hold on a second. They didn't go to Disney World.
Stop.
They didn't go to like the tourist trap. He's like,
I'm not gonna say anything mean. But if you ever heard him talk, I'm gonna hold him down and pour nose spray into his nose
to clear him up. He's very nasally
because he talks like this all the time.
He does.
You know, I'm gonna go on a. We're gonna go catch some fish. You know, he talks like that, and it's the most annoying.
Anyway, Luke, we love you.
We do.
You know,
like,
they
I love
you.
Luke. But I'm like, my point
you
is like,
tall, lanky fuck.
His whole thing is like, I'm taking my kids with me, and I'm going to spend time with my kids, and we're going to like do campfire stuff. And I can't, like, he has such a strong family unit, and that extends into his community because the church is like that too, where they all help one another. And I don't have a problem when religion acts and behaves like that, where we're a community, we're supporting. Love each other, and we're there for one another.
And he also goes to church when he's on the road too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, like, I don't have a problem with religion when it's like that. When religion starts like commanding you to do things that are, never mind. I'm gonna stop. I don't want to turn into a whole shit on religion episode. But yeah,
Joshua, I'm not asking you to shit on religion either.
Oh, God damn it!
All right. So next week, what do we have next week?
Are we talking about Jim Jones, or are we going to go into Angel's Landing?
I believe it's Angel's Landing.
Yeah, I think it's Angel's Landing next week as well.
Next week is Angel's Landing.
And you can find out for sure on our brand new website, isthisrealpc.com.
Yes. And go, just before I get into that, everybody is good. Nobody has anything else to say. Not shitting on religion, Joshua.
God damn it.
I'm good.
Good? Dad, good?
Nothing to say.
Pope, good? West?
Capitalism is good.
Okay. So, yes, isthisrealpc.com. That's our new website. Please go follow all of our social medias. You can find all of our social medias on our TikTok page with the link in the bio to our link tree. TikTok page is isthisrealpc. Please go follow that. And please go follow our YouTube, Green Hour Media. And go follow our new Discord. We've been saying that for a couple weeks now. In September we're going to be in, because this will be a couple weeks down the road. In September we are going to be in Red Bank, New Jersey for our first show.
For you guys in that area, you know, come down, say hi, you know.
Yeah, we'll sign autographs.
In September we're also going to be hopefully starting to film our first movie. Clap, 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 guys. Let's go.
Yeah, we have big aspirations for this year.
Yeah, big aspirations for this year. So, again, please go follow all of our social medias. Go follow everywhere you can. Is This Real PC? I know we go live. Well, I go live on Is This Real PC almost every night.
I'm permabanned.
Yeah, you're. They told Anthony on his regular
account, although I
fuck you.
I am thinking of switching over to another platform called Rumble, which you can basically get away with everything except pornography.
Rumble is amazing.
So I'm thinking about going over to Rumble and just going live and just starting to build from Rumble.
They cut you off?
Yeah.
Because he kept saying
midgets. I said I had it up to here with midgets, and they didn't like that.
What's wrong with the word midget?
Them, it's the M word.
Yeah, midget racers. What were they? Small racers?
Just shut them all.
Okay, you both are done. They can't hear you anymore. We'll see you guys next week for our Angel's Landing episode. Another cult. And we'll sit there and remember, everybody, question everything.
Adios, motherfuckers.
You two say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Adios, motherfucker.
We'll catch you guys next week. Remember, everybody, question everything. Good night. Hey everybody, it's JC3, and I just want to say thank you for listening to all of our shows. If you want to keep up to date with everything Is This Real or Green Hour Media, go to our social media accounts. At Is This Real PC for TikTok, at Green Hour Media for YouTube, Is This Real Podcast for Facebook, and at Is This Real Podcast, all one word, for Instagram. You will be able to keep up with everything Is This Real or Green Hour Media.